When you say the sifter, do you mean the fat one?
The fat one. Every section of it. Except it's organized differently. Instead of being volume one has, 30 daf with 17 different things in the back, or 9 different chalak in the back. Here you have all Biuri Shas in one volume. So there are 9 volumes from sefer. Volume 2 is all Biuri Rashi. Volume 3 is all Biuri Tosis. And then...
It's just a matter of just learning
where to find what you're looking for, exactly.
Yechiel, can I ask you a question? Do you have a way of sending something to the computer?
To the computer or to the printer?
I mean, to the printer?
It depends on what it is.
Because if you go on YU Torah, I have a number of shiurim on Parshas Bo. And I don't have good access right now to the computer. If you can print that out for me, I don't know if you get a chance.
Is there a printing? It's not audio, it's textual?
No, just the titles. That's all I need, because I have to prepare for Shabbos, so I want to know what shiurim I already gave in Parshas Bo. So if you go onto YU Torah and you look for my page, then you print, I think there's something called categories, just write, just look under Parsha for Bo, if you could print out that list for me, if you get a chance. Also, what I need from you is, you have to teach me how you were able to print that.
I couldn't print it from there. I could fix it, but I thought you wanted it faster. So instead, I just looked what you saw you looking at, and I did it from my phone. I went to the same source, and I got.
Now I had a computer guy fix my computer yesterday because somehow Windows, I don't know what it's called, Windows 10 or something wasn't working. So he brought me a new computer, and now I can't type in Hebrew.
Okay.
Is there a simple solution to that? I mean, I'm lost if I can't type in Hebrew.
Right, well, first of all, you try to change the keyboard to Hebrew? I mean, it's a matter of just telling...
Alt-Shift or whatever. Yeah, I've been doing that for 50 years.
In Word, right? You're doing Word, or where were you?
I was actually
uploading
pack.
A shiur on YU Torah, so I write a description of the shiur, and as soon as I wanted to write the Hebrew word, they kept giving me English, no matter how many times I did Alt-Shift.
So you really just have to tell the computer once, what languages you want to be able to write. It doesn't just
how do I tell the computer that?
Right. So there's
unless I go back to this guy, until I find him. Maybe.
In the settings, there's something called languages and keyboards.
All right. So if you can sometime, either speak into this machine here or just give me directions, that would be good. All right. So let's see where we're up to for today. You did make copies. So you did. Oh my goodness. There was a misunderstanding. Okay, so what do I do now?
Give me a second.
Just 1 second. You know what? We're gonna just do a Torah Shebaal Peh because we're way, way behind the. Okay. All right. Or Yechiel, maybe you can send it.
You can do that too.
Okay, so it's Siman Peh, and actually, it comes out much more beautiful when you do it. You get a lot larger print. So let's do that if you. If you can send, let's say, 5 copies to the printer, or 4, you don't need yours.
If you do it, I'll get it. I'll
pay you.
But wait, it takes a few minutes.
Yeah, I have to go to the bathroom.
I see.
There's no time for that.
What are you printing right now? Is Reish Ayin Tes?
Yeah, it's page Reish Ayin Tes, otherwise known as Siman Peh. That's what we're going to get from the printer, Mitzvah. All right. So we've been learning until now Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadiches. And we also have a Sugyan Chulin on Daf Tzadiches, which, it sent us to a Mishnah in Ola. We have to get back to that at some point in the future. But now we're going to fast forward to Siman Tzadites. This is the Siman which is called Ein Mevatlin Isur Lechatchila. And the Shulchan Aruch adds a very important piece. He says, "Afilu nafal l'toch heta she'ein bo shir levatlo," even if it already fell into the tarovus. In other words, lomi boy, that you want to take a piece of nevela and throw it into a tarovus because you have shishim against the nevela, that you're not allowed to do. But even if it accidentally fell into the tarovus, but at this point it doesn't have 60 of heter. And you want to add heter, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because that, again, is actively the kumvase creating bittul. So we have two scenarios in which a person could be mevatel isur l'chatchila, they're both prohibited. Number one is where there's no Tarovis at all, and the other where there already is a Tarovis, but he wants to change the ratios by adding Het. Okay, so the first halach is called Ein Ma'arvin Isur L'Chatchila. In other words, you cannot artificially create a Tarovis in order to apply Bittul. And the second halacha is that even though you already have a tarovus, you're not creating a tarovus, but you want to be mosif heted to the tarovus in order to generate bittul. That too comes under Ein Mevat L'Nisul Chatchil. All this is in Sif Hey. Now we're going to fast forward to Sif Vav in the same Simon Saditates. Here we have a distinction between Isurim Doraisa and Isurim Drabonah. And the Shulchan Aruch says the following: with regard to Isurim Derabbanan, you're not allowed to take an Isur Derabbanan, let's call it Basar Of Bechol, right? You can't take it with your hands and throw it into a mixture to be Mevatel. Yeah. But Mutal HaHosef Olav Kedei Levatlo. If the Basar Of Bechol is already mixed into Basar Shchuta in Heter, but you just don't have Shishim, you can add to the Basar Heter and artificially create Bittul. So again, whereas in Isur D'oraisa we have two halachas. Number one is Ein Ma'arvin Isur, and number two Ein Mosifin Kidei Levatil to a Tarovus that already exists. In the case of an Isur D'rabbanan, although Ein Ma'arvin Isur, we're not allowed to take an Isur D'rabbanan and throw it into a mixture, but if the mixture was already there, it's a done deal, you already have a Tarovus with Oaf in it, with Basar B'chol Ba'Oaf, you can add heter in order to create bittul.
That's only because it's oaf.
What do you say?
That's only because it's oaf.
No, oaf is just an example of a drabbanon.
If it was basar, not oaf,
then you wouldn't be allowed to be mosif to a tarovus. Not only is it lomi boy, it's upgrade, I can't create a tarovus and throw.
You can't even add more to the tarovet in order to achieve the shishim.
Bittul the shishim, to change the ratio.
That's
also a violation of Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchila, meaning the Isur is the bittul. It's not the creation of a tarovus, but it's the creation of bittul on a tarovus that pre existed. That also is also, but only in a Doraisa case. But in a Drabbanan case, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have an Isur Drabbanan, let's say you had Chalas Chutz Laretz, right, which is only Isur Drabbanan, or Basar Chaya B'chol, according to, I don't know how we pass in a Basar Chaya, but according to at least Tanoim, it's only Drabbanan. What else could we think of? Let's say there's Chometz Drabbanan, let's say Chometz Nuksha is only Isur Drabbanan. You have many cases of an Isur Drabbanan. You can have Trumas Irakos is only Drabbanan. So in that case, if it already fell in, you can add. And if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, this is based on the sugya of Muktzah at the beginning of Beitzah, where the Gemara says that if let's say a piece of a branch of a tree falls into your wood, right? So again, this is not so common in our day, but back in the day on Yontif, they would actually make a campfire out of wood for the purpose of Bishul, and that's called Meleches Ochel Nefesh. But now what happened is, he's got all his wood, he's got his pile of cut wood that was cut before Yontif, and what fell into this pile? A branch from a tree on Yontif. The wind blew a branch from the tree and it fell down. That's called Nolad. And the Gemara says there, Marba Olav Eitzim U'Mevatlo, that he's allowed to take other Eitzim, if he doesn't have Shishim or whatever he needs, to be Mevatlo. Why? Because Muktz is only Osim Min Rabbanan. V'nira Dehainu Taima. Now what is the logic behind this? Mishum Dehadei Mevatlin Isul Chatchila Einu Ela Derabbanan. On a Doraisa level, you're allowed to take a piece of Nevela and throw it into a Tarovus of Basa Shkuta. The Torah never prohibited that. We have enough prohibitions in the Torah, we don't have to add another one. So the answer is that the Rabbanan said, Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchila. And the Shach claims that there's a Ravid who says that Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchila is Doraisa. But in any event, with the exception of the Ravid, the Rishonim agree unanimously that Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchila is only a rabbinic enactment. The Haim Amru, Shemutu Levatos HaIsur Kidei lahatzil es haheter. So Rabbanan said like the following: just to be mevatel iser, that we're not going to allow, and we're not going to allow that even if the iser is the Rabbanan to take in a heft of the iser to be matir through bittel, that we're not going to. That's fair. That's not something accepted. But what happens if we're doing it for the ultimate good, the greater good of saving the heter? Why? Because we already have a taronis. So for that, they said it's no problem. Again, this all makes sense if you assume that Eim Avat and Isil Chatchila is only the Rabbana.
What's the scenario of you throwing in a piece of meat to save the heter?
No, if there's already a tarobis, so now you want to add to save the heter. Save the heter. It's a new movement. You know, we don't have enough political movements in this country, so we're going to add a new one. Save the heter. So the Rabbana are going to say, save the heter. But when? Only with regard to an Iser Drabbana. So therefore, Kishin is Arev, Iser, Beheter, Beshogeg, writes, again, he adds the word Beshogeg because we have another element in the equation here, which is called Kansinon, that sometimes we're gonna impose a Knas on a person who is Mazed. So leave that Knas, okay? We're not...
It just fell in.
It fell in, oh. So Nisarev Isur Beheter B'Shogeg.
Yeah.
So now we have an issue, not of being Mevatel by creating a Tarovis, but to be Mosif in order to save the Heter that's in the Tarovis, right? We have this new movement, as we said, save the Heter. Oh. So here we say the following, Hitiru Chachamim Lahosif Od Heter Kedei Levatel Se'isur. Again, what kind of Isur are we dealing with? An Isur Drabbanan. We're going to, so to speak, give it some sort of pious intention over here. His intentions are not evil. He's not trying to just get rid of Isur so he can eat Isur. He's doing it for the sake of Hatzolos Haheter. It's like a Baltashkes kind of thing. We want to save the Heter. Or it's a Hefsid Momen kind of thing. You know, Torah Chosav Mamonim Shal Yisrael. Avoli Arev Isul Chatchila B'meizid Lohi Tiru. Why? Because this is not considered a Hatzolas Aheta. You're just trying to be Vatal Isa. You want to eat this Chef to the Isur, either because your money is involved or because you want to taste this Isur. I don't know why you're doing it. So you throw it into a Tarovas in order to be Matal the Isur. That we're not allowed to do. Okay. Ach kosher.
Yeah.
The hine isa bebeitza. Orav masna eitz. Oh, this was the case I gave you before. Eitzim shenashu min adekel l'toch hatanur.
Yeah.
So the wind blows down a branch from your date tree, and it falls into the whole mixture of eitzim of cut wood, which is inside your oven. Is marba all of eitzim? Umevatlo, Mukhanim Umasikon.
Right.
Fact, the Gemara of Ahakam Ahapich be Isura. Now, the Gemara is worried about Mukta.
When you say Mahapich, you're talking about actually doing something here. And
right,
this fell in. I didn't touch it.
Correct. It fell in, but what happens is that as soon as you light the fire, so you do a kind
using
of
it.
Right,
yeah.
And you do a kind of hagasa. You know, I don't want to. I'm borrowing a term, magus, meaning what you do is you mix up. Right, the fire is not going to catch too well or uniformly unless you poke it around. And once you poke it around, then inevitably you're going to come in contact with the muktzah.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're going to be moving the muktzah around.
Fair enough.
So the Gemara answers. Yeah?
Sorry, but the muktzah branch fell down wouldn't make the other bits of wood issa, would it?
No.
Not that terubus.
It makes it only such that any time I want to burn a piece of wood in this tanur, I have to worry about the fact that maybe that's muktzah. It's nola,
right,
and therefore
right.
I'm not allowed to burn it.
Right.
But the answer is that there's bittul. So the Gemara says, all right, you want to apply bittul, but kamahapik be sura. So the Gemara says, nein. Kevan de ruba etera ninu ki kamahapik be etera kamahapik. I could always assume that when he does this act of being mahapik, he's not in contact with the one that fell, the branch that fell from the tree, but he's only being mahapik in the ruba of mukhanu, of the mukhanu, the eitz of mukhanu. Affecting Gemara of Hakam of Atali Sura Lechat Chila. How are you allowed to add wood into the oven in order to set up a bittel?
Yeah.
We have a principle of aim of Atlin Isilchat Chila.
Yeah.
The Gemara answers, Hani Bili Bidoraisa, but the Rabbanim of Atlin. If it would have been an Isidoraisa, then you're right. He's not allowed to be Marbe Heter Levatlo. Again, even though you already have a given tarovis, but you're not allowed to add to the tarovis in order to be mevatel. Abel bitter abonim mevatlim. But if we're talking about mukta, then there's no problem vein mevatlin yisul chatchila. Again, because the tarovis is a given. He didn't create the tarovis. He didn't take a piece of nolad and throw it into tarovis. So at this point, if you would ask me, I would have said that this Gemara Beitza is a wonderful source for the Shulchan Aruch. But the only thing is, he starts this paragraph by saying, Ach Kosh. So we have to see what bothers him. He says, Vare Eitzim bi Eitzim, Utarovis Yovish bi Yovish, Min bim Mino, Shedino dechad betray Botel, Vim Kain, Al Koch, and Sochlom, the Hosam Meir, show you Eitzim Rubin, or I would have said 50-50, Al Ha Eitzim. Ha'etzim ha'muchanim. Shoyu etzim v'taroves chad v'chad. Oh, yeah, good. So he gives two possibilities. Either he has more mukta than he has muchan, or it's 50-50. But in any event, he doesn't have bittul. Right? Because otherwise it doesn't make sense when the Gemara says, in the name of Rav Masna, that marva olav Eitzim Muchanim. Why does he have to be Marbe if it's already Bittul? The answer is there is no Bittul. Why isn't there any Bittul? Because it's 50-50. Again, because we're talking about Yovish B'Yovish Min B'Mino. Yovish B'Yovish Min B'Mino is Bata B'Rov. So we have to assume there was no Rov here. Otherwise, why is he adding? Yeah. Why isn't he adding wood to the fire?
Right. So why look at this as a small branch that fell in? Look at it as a big branch that fell in.
Okay, good. Or maybe more than one branch fell in, whatever the case is. Diem Loke, right, fine. Umeata kasha. Now we're ready for his kasha. So I'm going to cover the text here. This is the way I test myself and see if I can come up with the kasha. What's going to bother him now if it's min b'mino? And what? And his rov isur. And now we're allowing him, because it's the rabbanon, we're allowing him to add muchanim.
Just one second.
So what's he saying? That means he's creating a new tarovis? I don't see why, but okay, so he's learning that we're creating a new tarovis. Let's see. Umiata kosha lechora hecha sha'isa merubo yesh chad v'chad lo mikri tarovis klal.
I was saying it's be'en.
See, his kash itself is based on a lumpus, which is not necessarily intuitive. I mean, I thought the physical mixture of two types of eitzim in one tanur, that itself is called a tarovis. So you already have a tarovis, you just want to be mosif heter to the tarovis in order to be mevatel.
It's not a tarovis, you're just frightened of, you might come to you with that piece.
Okay, lady, you're a step ahead of me, but I'm just saying, you're already a big lamed. You know, so I'm not such a big lamed. I would have said, this is already a tarovis. In order to define a tarovis, I just have to have a mixture, which I cannot. In Hebrew, I would say ani lo yachol lavchin bein zeh lezeh, ani lo yachol lavchin bein eitzim uchanim li eitzim shenaflu min adekel. That itself makes it into tarovis, and therefore, all he's doing now is he's being mosif to the tarovis in order to set up a hatzolas ha heter, and we believe in hatzolas ha heter in the case of an isa drabbana. So I don't see any stira from this Gemara to the Psak of the Mechaber. On the contrary, this is the source of the Mechaber.
But if Nikar Ha'isur, then...
No, it's not Nikar. I have no clue which... All the branches look identical.
They're all the same.
They're all the same. Tzmin Bimino, Tzavish Fravish, they all look the same. You know, it's not like that. You see, had you put a sticker on the Mulchanim, you know that you cut it down and on Erev Yontif from the tree, right, and you put it in the tanur, stamped in Mukhan, then it would be Nikara Isur. But that he didn't do. So we're in nature, and in nature all these branches look the same.
Okay.
So Mamela, I would say it's a Tarovis. But he's saying no, a Tarovis does not apply in this case. Why not? Is it because there's Rav Isur, because Chara V'Chara? No, why? He says, Kosh L'Chora, Kosh Isur Rav Yesh Taris, Lo Mikri Tarovas Klal. Why? The Kol Mokom Shalon is Batel Isur Klal, Afil Chad Betray, Kosh. Oh, he says this term, Kosh, he doesn't mean what you said, I don't think, Yosef, but he calls it Nikara Isur. I think he's talking about Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzadomi. That's what I think. Let me just try to understand what his kasha is. And I see he ends with Sarki and Gadol, so he's apparently very, very upset with his kasha. Nochemol, it's considered as if he's creating a tarovis, because there is no tarovis. And why is there no tarovis? Because there's no bittul. Just 1 second. If there's no bittul, that's a funny kind of thing to say, that if there's no bittul, there's no tarovis. On the contrary, I have a tarovis, but there's no bittul. I mean, he's saying that if there's no bittul, there's no tarovis. What does he mean by that? Kol makom shalon is batel ha'isur klal choshev kenikar ha'isur. Now, at first I thought he was talking about Kol Kavua, but that doesn't make sense either, because Kol Kavua is Kemechtzal Mechtzadami. And if we're dealing with the Durabonon, so then we can apply the principle of Safik Durabonon Lukula in the case of Muktzu. It's Choshev Kinikar HaIsu. Nikar HaIsu means there's no Tarovis, right? Tarovis by definition means low Nikar HaIsu.
Right.
And why is this called Nikara Isur? Because he's got 50-50, or he has more of Muktza than he has of Mukhan. So therefore, it's not a Tarovis. I don't know what he means. Why it's not a Tarovis. Just 1 second.
Here.
It's, again, it's not a Tarovis.
Right here, Chad B'Chad. Or
Chad Betray.
What is
Chad Betray? Choshev Kenikar HaIsur. Remember, I would
just call it one by one.
Heich Yochel Levechel Levechel Shenashu. Fine, that I understand. But why is considered
one piece fell in?
It's not a Tarovis at all, because if there's no Bittul,
I don't understand.
It's Choshev Kenikar HaIsur. Because it sounds to me like he's in a vicious cycle. He's saying that if there's bittul, is a tarovis. No, if there's bittul, I don't need the laws of tarovis. Yeah, bittul. So paradoxically, because there's no bittul, therefore there's no tarovis. I mean, I would have said that you have a tarovis. Now the question is whether you could be whether you have a bittul or you don't have a bittul. No, he's saying if you don't have a bittul, it's not even a tarot.
Even number.
All right. It's Sarah Chayim Gok.
Chad B'chad means 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay.
So let's turn to page Resh Pei. By the way, is an extra photocopy of this page? Because I would take it home, because it saves me a schlep here. And also it makes it easier for me to write notes.
There's a footnote here. I'm Sarah Chayim Gok.
Oh, yeah? Let's see if he... I'm at the... Shekol sheyesh sofek b'rabbanan shuv lo mikri eruv lechatchila mutar lahosiv tarovis chad b'chad af im choshev ki'ilu adai nikar isur kon eina el sofek isur.
Each one is a sofek isur.
Meila mutar lahosiv.
I see.
Oh. He does say on Resh Pei, in the footnote, he says, "Bemes mashka savnu tarovus chad b'chad choshiv kinnikara isa lav kuliyam modu bazeh." Hine ayin v'ran lipsochim shenestapik in mutla hosif rak kisha isa v'etarim shove b'shove o gam kisha isu rabba ala heter ir of shechter shlita she l'chora ikar sfeikos ramban v'metarovis in bitarovas isavet echad b'chad choshiv min kar ha'isa v'lo adifa mehecha she ha'isa. Alright, so I'm going to just try to see how much progress we can make in the text itself. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Yud Aleph, hayu kan shtei kedera shel heter v'nofal isu l'toch achas mehen v'ein yidu li'ezo nofal v'ein b'isu k'dei levatel ha'isur is yesh shtem k'dei levatel shtem mitztarfus levatel shikol shikulam shalodim echenheim v'osid l'sariv. So you may want to underline those words, osid l'sariv. So you have two different k'deiros, but you're going to mix them together. It doesn't mean he'll actually mix them together. It means he owns both kederos, and if he could theoretically mix them together. And therefore, we could be mitzarif the contents of the two kederos to be mevatel the isur. And the Rambam writes, "Mikomakom ein li ochlo ad shi'ar bevenu yachad." Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to require that he has to mix them together, but the Rambam says he's got to mix them together. Now, the question is, if he, according to Rama, is going to be mandated, so to speak, to mix them together, then isn't he violating the Isur of Eimavat and Isur Chatchila? Because what happens? You have heter in one particular pot, pure heter. You have a tarovis in the other pot with Isur and heter. And again, you don't know which pot is which, but one of them fits that description, the other description. Now, if you're going to mix them together in order to get shishim, what in fact you're doing is you're taking the heter, throwing it into this taroves, in order to be mevatel isur. That's called ein mevatlin isur chatchila.
It's one big taroves, basically.
Yeah, that's the point.
Excellent. Since we're going to consider it as one gigantic taroves.
Both pots.
Although they're separate.
Right, so it's a little confusing. Before the Ramah, I would agree with you 1,000%. But after the Ramah, I'm a little perplexed because the Ramah is requiring that you mix them together. So it sounds like it's two separate tarovas, according to the Ramah.
Capable of mixing them together.
No! The Ramah is saying that you have to mix them together. The Shulchan Aruch says you're capable. Right? But the Ramah says, Ein li ochlo, you can't apply bitul, ad shi bar venu yachad. You know, my friend, you got to mix them together.
Otherwise, you're eating from one of them that's usher.
Okay, so I would have said the following, that as Lenny said before, it's one tarot, right. And there's bittul. The Rama is not willing to go that far, because if he would go that far, then he wouldn't require actually mixing them.
Why does he say that?
The Rama feels that, again, it's complicated. He feels that on the one hand, there's no bittul isur l'chatchila here because it's all one tarovis. On the other hand, it isn't really one tarovis until he mixes it together. You understand the Rama is posev al shtei asifim here.
Exactly.
He's really grabbing the chevel from two ends, because in order to obviate the problem of Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchila, he's going to have to admit that it's all one tarovis. But yet he's not willing to go as far as to say that it's really one tarovis.
Yes, it is.
Because it is. He has to make it into one tarovis. The Hosef Ramosha, I'm becoming no. U'l'chor tzarech iyun, the heich mutal yavavam yachad. Now I believe this question is based on the predicate that, according to Ramo, we have two different tarovos. Tarovot. And by mixing them together, he's creating a new tarobis, and he's violating the survey of Atlid Yisrael Chathchila.
But if it's all together, then it's...
Again, I would say, if it were an Yisrael Rabbana that he was talking about, but this is just beginning to doke v'tishkach. I'm just, don't remember what I'm saying now, but I'm just saying, if theoretically Rabbah was addressing an Yisrael Rabbana, then you already have a Hatzolah Sanirdov. I mean, a Hatzolah Saheter, right? There's a great motivation here to save the Heter. And here you're going to save the Heter in two pots. But let's assume we're talking about Nevela Doraisa. So Ein Mevatlin, Yisul Chathchila. V'nirul Yashiv.
Yeah.
Deleka Isura, the Ein Mevatlin, Yisul Chathchila, Hecha Shemevatel, Hamevatel, Mahave, Es HaTarovis.
Okay. He made the Tarovis.
Okay. Oshu Mosif Heter Ad Shi Yeshir Shish B'Tarobus Kedei Levatel Se'isur Aval Hecha Shekfar Yeshir Bittel.
Between the two as one
Rak Shechose T'nai Chalos Din Bittel. Let's see if we can understand what he's saying by reading the next line. He says, "Me'ata hoil u'shtek teres asidim lis'arev me'melek farchosha al pidin kilu akol nimsetarubas achas." So the Rambam is not denying that it's one tarobes. That he calls a tnai. So he didn't create the tarobes. He didn't violate the iser of ein mevatlin by creating a tarobes. He made afgav to be alma osur lahosif ala iser kedei levatlo. Hocham mutali arbe vakteros biyachad nisha al yidei ze heino osa maisa bitul el rak mesale monea lichalos din bitul. No, I tell you what. You might be right, Yosef. I don't know yet. We'll be the jury here, we'll have to decide, but you might be right that maybe this is all mechanics with definitions.
Yeah.
But let's just understand the mechanics. Okay. He's suggesting that Bittel is already in the, what's the word in English? It's already in the making. I don't know, what word am I looking for?
It's in the process.
What word am I looking for? It's already in the air. It's already there. His maisa of mixing the two kederos is not a maisa bittel, because the bittel is already inherent in the fact that he doesn't know where the iser is. It's in one of these two kederos. And therefore, the chalos mixture, the chalos suffix, is chal on both kederos together as one entity.
Yeah.
That's what he writes on the top of the page. Ke'ilu akol nimtza bitarovas achas.
I was going to say before he has to mix them.
Oh, so now what the Rav is suggesting here is that the requirement of mixing is not to create a tarovas, nor is it to actively create bittel. But rather, he's being mesalek emonea. He's removing. It's like you remember the sugya in Baba Kama called mavriach ari. He's being mavriach ari. Why? Because there's a technical requirement. We'll have to understand why in bittel that you've got to get all the isur v'heta together in one physical place. That's not for the din of bittul bi'ikaro. The din of bittul bi'ikaro depends upon the tarobis. If I define the tarobis as both kederos together, then I already have bittul. There's only one little blockage, one little barrier that prevents me from I don't know what word to use here, from applying bittul, from you know, activating bittul, whatever the word might be, I have to figure that out. And that blockage is that there's no physical taros. There's a halachic taros based on my suffix, because I don't know where the Easter is. It might be here, it might be there. So everything is included in the suffix, and that itself is a halachic taros. But in Mitzias, there's no taros here. So where are you going to get shishim? So the halacha is that although, in theory, you know, conceptually, you should, you can and should be able to apply bittul, but we have a problem in the mitzvahs. You're not doing an act of creating a taroves, which would be also under the principle of ein mevat l'nisul chatchila, nor are you doing an act of bittul, because the bittul is already inherent. What you're doing is you're allowing the bittul to operate. The bittul is there in potential, you know, it's like the lion that's behind the cage. All you have to do, or the bull behind the cage, all you have to do is pull away the cage, and the bittul will now materialize. So let's read it inside. He says the following. I'm not sure of the emphasis here on asidim lis'arev, but memela kfar choshev al pidin ki'ilu akol nivtzi b'tarovas achas, rakidei sheyochol din bitol, I would add the word befo'achol, is tzarech sheyiu mu'uravim zeba zeba mitzias. So the bittul is there in potential. We have a tarovis of these two kederos. So there is enough kedei levatlos ha'isur. He doesn't have to add any heter in order to be mevatel the isur. But there's a t'nai, which again I'm assuming it's the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon said that until you get to the point where there's a taros and mitzias, we're not going to let you apply bittul. But all you're doing, you're not A, activating bittul. What you're doing is B, you're removing the ma'akev of bittul. What is the ma'akev of bittul? The fact that there's no taros and mitzias. There's a taros
healthy. Two separate pots.
Right. And as long as they're not mu'urav zeba zeba mitzius, the halacha was established that you cannot apply bittul. But the isur ve mevat l'nisul chatchil is not violated here because he's not creating a mice of bittul, he's only removing a moneh of bittul.
And if he didn't have a second pot, he can cook up a second pot and then pour it? I mean, it
goes slowly.
What happened? They're two separate pots.
Right.
And we're still calling that. It only has a moneh of taravos. It's kilu somehow mu'urav, just not technically.
Right, so it's mu'urav al pidin because I don't know where the iser is.
And if I didn't have a second pot, then obviously I know where the
iser
is.
It won't be.
Then I know the iser is. But if I want, but I couldn't then cook up a second pot and then cause the taravos because now I have enough.
You mean cook up a second pot where you don't know where the iser is?
No, then if I leave the room and someone switches the pot, I don't know, I'm just saying, right. It seems we're taking advantage here because they're not in the same pot.
Right, I'm not sure I understand what you meant by a second pot, but...
Why is it still considered one tarobis if they're in separate pots? I guess that's where...
Because as far as I'm concerned, it's mixed in these two pots. I don't know which one is two
pots together make up 60.
It's like I couldn't have a pot. Right.
So if you had it in one pot,
no problem.
No problem whatsoever.
Right. The Ramah is saying that you have to make sure that you have it in one pot.
Right.
But Rav Soloveitchik is claiming that that's not an act of creating bittul, that's an act of removing a ma'akev. In other words, the bittul is already inherent in the taravos.
Yeah. Right.
Again, starting with the top line of the page, ki'ilu akol nimtza b'taravos achas.
Ki'ilu, yeah.
So that's a halachic statement and a description of this suffix in his mind where he doesn't know where it is. And again, if he had three pots, the same thing would apply in three pots.
Right. He didn't have a pot big enough for the whole thing. So he made one pot here, and he made another pot here, the same stuff,
and some Yisur fell into this one pot.
Which so now, we don't know which
one. He has to go find himself a large pot, dump both of them into the large pot, and Shalom al Yisur.
Why is it? Why
not? Not sure if I understand.
Why does it have to be the same stuff? Why do they have to be the same food? Can't it be different foods? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I there were a couple of details in your description which I wasn't sure.
I was trying to figure out why this situation would come up in the first place. I didn't
know. The situation is the following. My child threw Nevela, unbeknown to him, into one of two pots.
Right.
Why and I have no way of knowing which pot he threw it in.
To say, you have to be fine.
Right.
Or I'm cooking two different dishes. So why
does it come to making a terumas and having to deliver it if you put the two into one pot?
Again, why is the Rambam requiring that you put them all both into one pot? Because the way that Bittul operates is it's not enough
not
to
virtual.
Call it a taromis.
That's actual.
Right, we need a metzius of a taromis.
Yeah, a metzius of a Bittul.
But he's saying that's only an external tnai. That he's not being maf'il, he's not activating Bittul. The Bittul is already there by virtue of the fact that it's one taromis. But since it's only one taromis in theory, in the legal conceptual world of halacha, but there's no actual physical metzius of a taromis, I can't. My hands are tied. I'm ready to apply Bittul, but I can't do so. I'm prevented from applying Bittul.
Right.
Yeah. I couldn't find an easy print on why you told us, so I printed it out the best I could. They're double sided. So it's 50 shear, and they came up when I searched for both.
This is all in Parshas Bo.
Now, some of them seem to be.